been quite a while since we had this guy on the show. One of the most talked about artists who has performed through Central Queensland. The only issue is he hasn't come through for a while.
No, Reece Maston, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Are you going to come to Central Queensland sometime soon?
Yes. I will definitely come. That's why I always try and say I'm always going to be touring. There'll definitely be times when I'll be down there for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we do notice that you're going to our brothers and sisters in Toowoomba. Next time, just come a little bit higher. If you can't find a place to crash, EJ's got a couch with your name on it.
All right, well, that sold me. I'll have to come up.
I've even got a spare bedroom if you want to stay there. Reece, happy Easter to you also, by the way. You're going away for the long weekend?
I probably will, yes, knowing me.
That'll be lovely. We've been having this argument all week, though, Brownie and myself. Hopefully you can weigh in on it. I eat all my chocolate Easter eggs at once, but Brownie savours them. What do you do?
Well, we've got, like, this year, I've just moved in with my friend Fred, and his family did this Easter egg hunt you do an Easter egg hunt, and that's the normal thing. You get all your Easter eggs, and then there's, like, 50 bunnies, like chocolate bunnies, and the game is you got to buy under $5. You got to buy, like, Secret Santa, except you got to buy the worst possible present.
So
that's awesome.
Last year, they got, like, fish heads and stuff like that. So this year, I'm involved, so I've got to try and outdo the fish heads, but that'll be mine.
It still sounds better than my chocolate Easter egg hunt when I was a kid. We went camping, and Mum and Dad hid all the chocolate Easter eggs like a trail outside, and when we woke up to go and do that, all the ants had eaten all our chocolates. So it still sounds better than that.
What one thing you could do and chuck in for an excellent treat this year around is your new single. First of all, when's the album coming out?
We're actually going to LA in a couple of weeks, and then we're going as well to the UK to do some writing. So there'll be an album before the end of the year, and then hopefully another tour as well. So, yeah, I think towards the end of the year, we're looking at getting a full album out.
The reason I ask that is because the last time we had you on the show where you revealed that one of the songs on the album was quite heavy, you promised me an album, but you haven't sent it yet.
He's been whinging all year, Reece.
Well, the song I was actually talking about is actually on the EP. I've changed it, so I'll have to flick you that one for the time being.
Please do, because yes. I'm really looking forward to this one, Reece.
Yeah, it's coming your way.
Honestly, I can't handle him crying every morning, so please do. But, Reece, we've got to talk about the elephant in the room. We've heard that you want to make a big announcement on our show this morning.
Yeah, well, actually, after the end of the year, that'll be me for music for quite a bit. I've got to go away.
What?
So I've got to take about 2 years off.
Look, Reece, this is big news.
So you're kind of quitting music for a little while.
Yeah, I've kind of got to take a little bit of time. But no, it'll be good for me. By the time I come back, everything will be sweet.
Look, I can't believe this is actually happening.
Oh my God.
We're going to get your new single on, Rebel and the Reason. After this, do you mind going into a bit more details about this?
Yeah, for sure. That's okay.
Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.
The brand new single there for Reece Maston, Rebel and the Reason. Now, if you missed it before, that could possibly be the last single Reece Maston releases.
He joins us right now with this huge announcement that he made exclusively on our show, Reece Maston. You're calling it quits for a little while at the end of this year.
Yeah. Going to take a couple of years off, but it'll be good.
That's crazy. You're doing a Zayn Malik from One Direction. All the girls are just going to be devastated with this news, Reece. Why are you doing it?
I think it's just more like personal time thing. You know, I've been pretty full on for 4 years, so I thought, you know, maybe couple of years for myself, and then, I think that's kind of where it all came from.
There's been a few dramas behind the scenes too with your personal life. Do you reckon that's sort of the reason why you're making this decision?
It's just everything's kind of hard, you know, just a bit of everything, but it's just the way it's got to go.
So is this legit? Is this really happening?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna stick around for a bit.
Excellent.
Hang on a second. Today's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Oh, Reece, your cut is deep. Oh, my heart is racing.
There's no way that you can put out an EP, go on tour, and then turn around and go, I'm out of the game completely.
Yeah, it's a bad business strategy, that one, right?
Reece, you absolutely got us. That was the best April Fool's Day joke I've ever heard. Your new EP, Rebel and the Reason, it's being released today. Is that a prank as well?
No, that one's legit, unless someone's pranking me.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what you're coming up with. All the best with the tour, which unfortunately doesn't reach Central Queensland, but we know that you'll be back up here again soon, won't you?
Of course.
Reece Maston, thank you so much for your time and your naughty April Fool's Day trick. We love having you on our show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you soon.
Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.